It is 7:45. That means it's time for our wine chat with our friend Jack Farrow from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack. It is still summer.
Back with us.
92 the high today.
Well, I think we'll have a few more days like this before we fall into fall. The colors are starting to change.
They are. Absolutely right. What would you like to talk about today?
Today I thought we'd talk about one of the most widely planted grapes that no one knows a thing about, and that is Chenin Blanc. Chenin Blanc is a grape type that's origin is in the Loire Valley of France, and it has a very high acid content, so it can be used for making everything from sparkling wines to dessert wines. And outside the Loire, it's found mainly in South Africa, where it is the most widely planted grape. South Africa has over 60,000 acres of Chenin Blanc. It's also known as Steen, S-T-E-E-N, in South Africa. And they theorize that the Huguenots in the 1600s, when they were kicked out of France, some of them settled in South Africa and brought Chenin Blanc with them. And, of course, it was misidentified, as it was also when it was brought to Australia. But it's a wonderful grape type because it provides the winemaker with sort of a neutral palate, and it also is a great expression of the terroir. In other words, it reflects the soil and reflects the area where it's grown in so well. In cool areas, the juice is sweet but very high in acid and has a full body. In the unreliable summers, like in northern France, the acidity of underripened grape is masked with chaptalization. And chaptalization is simply adding sugar to the must. And a lot of places in the world doing that's illegal. It is not illegal in northern France where they can do that. But Chenin Blanc also makes, when you have a sparkling one, when I said people, it's so widely planted people don't know it. If you've ever had a Cremant de Loire, and I'm sure everybody has, a sparkling wine from the Loire Valley. Any of those sparkling wines generally are Chenin Blanc because it lends itself so well to sparkling wine because of the high acidity. Probably the most common wines from France are Anjou Blanc, which is 100% Chenin Blanc. However, you can add up to 20% of Sauvignon Blanc or Chardonnay to the final blend. But usually, 9 times out of 10, when you get an Anjou Blanc, it's about 100% Chenin Blanc. And in Bouvray, which is, of course, my favorite wine for Thanksgiving and to have with a turkey, Bouvrays are really a marvelous wine. I love Bouvray. It's kind of got an apple taste to it, or quince, the fruit quince. It's just has a honey floral taste in the finish on those Bouvrays, which is very desirable. And, you know, some Bouvrays can be botrytis. In other words, they're made like a sauterne from shriveled raisins or shriveled grapes that have been attacked by the noble rot. And they make a sauterne-like Bouvray, which is just delicious. In fact, I remember one time that I was in the Loire Valley in France, and we had some Bouvray that was 51 years old, and it was just magnificent. It was like drinking a wonderful old sauterne. Chenin Blanc probably originated in the Anjou region of France, and not many grape types can boast a history where Charles the Bald, in the year 800 and something, talked about wines growing on the left bank of the Loire River, of the Loire River, and mentioned the grape types, and that's Chenin Blanc. And it's sort of interesting that now, as I said, there aren't many grape types that can boast being talked about, you know, over 1,000 years ago. It just isn't done. In fact, there's a place called Mount Chenin in Touraine that was owned by the Lord of Chenonceau. Chenonceau, incidentally, is one of the most beautiful chateaux in the entire world. It's built right on a river, and it's just magnificent. But anyway, the Lord of Chenonceau gave Mount Chenon to his brother-in-law, and the grape eventually took the name from Mount Chenon and became Chenin Blanc. Again, another grape type that none of the writers write about. The great French writer Francois Rabelais wrote glowingly of the wines of Anjou and mentioned Chenin Blanc. So the grape type really has somewhat of a history to it. It also is the relative of almost every other grape type. Today with DNA testing, which can be a bit tiresome, I think, they showed Chenin Blanc shares very significant relationship with Sauvignon Blanc. They're both the likely cousins or something along those lines. And the same thing is true of, believe it or not, Cabernet Sauvignon, which is the offspring of a Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet Franc put together many, many years ago. So it has a genealogy that goes back a long, long time. And it's a delightful wine because, as I said, it really allows for the winemaker to express his... It's like an empty palette or an empty canvas that you can paint however you want. Chenin Blanc is very good that way. And it's been confused through the years with a lot of grape types that it has no relation with, the main one being Albarino in Spain and the Verdejo that's grown on the island of Madeira. But as far as viticulture goes, the Chenin Blanc buds early and ripens early as well. And usually with Chenin Blanc, they pass through the fields. It's not unusual to go through the same vineyard 5, even 10 times, because so many of them ripen at different times. And this allows the winemaker, again, to put his own stamp on the grape type. You could have two winemakers take that same Chenin Blanc from the same field and almost come up with a different wine because of the way they pick or something along those lines. The climate really is very key in any grape type, but in Chenin Blanc it's most key because they want a well-drained soil and that because the grapes mature so quickly, you want to be able to get them right into the vats and start making wine immediately. So often Chenin Blanc is the first vineyards that are harvested in, for example, in Anjou, whereas in Vouvray, they let them hang on the vine a little longer to create that soft, sweet edge that's very common in Vouvray. Like I said, Chenin Blanc is a delicious wine. You can find it almost anywhere. I mean, it grows in South Africa, believe it or not. In France, I think they have about 27,000 acres planted of Chenin Blanc. And in South Africa, it's over 60,000. So it's one of South Africa's biggest varietals, if not one of. It is the biggest varietal in South Africa. And you know, South African Chenin Blancs are totally different from Anjou Blanc or from a Vouvray, as are the Chenin Blancs that are produced in this country. And you can find a lot of them. And Chenin Blanc is a wonderful wine to have with all sorts of easy-to-like foods, foods that you know are light and easy. As Denny said when we started talking, it's going to be up to 90 today. A nice chilled Chenin Blanc would be a delicious wine to have with, for example, a light seafood salad. It would go perfectly with a meal like that. It also would be not too bad with a tuna burger. If you took some ahi tuna and cooked it kind of medium rare, that Chenin Blanc would be a glorious match with that. As I said, there's many areas that produce Chenin Blanc, this country, New Zealand, even Canada is producing out in Vancouver some Chenin Blancs that are quite respectable. As I said, it originated in the Loire, and I find that the best examples of Chenin Blanc to me are Anjou Blanc and then any of the Cremants that you have from the Loire Valley. And Cremant, as I said, is a sparkling wine from the Loire Valley. There are many, many of them. A lot of the sparkling wines you buy from France that are not Champagne are grown in the Loire Valley, and they're, as I said when we started to talk about Chenin Blanc, it's a grape type that everybody probably has and aren't familiar with because it's used in so many other things. It was very popular in this country when they used to sell gallons of something called Chablis. It just was a plain white wine that they sold in big jugs, and they would use a lot of Chenin Blanc in that. And as I said, if you can want to try something unusual, try the Chenin Blanc from South Africa. It certainly is a wine that, in my opinion anyway, people should give a try to. I mean, it's somebody said to me, ABC's a wine, anything but Chardonnay. There's so many wonderful white wines out there that are not Chardonnay. Chardonnay just dominates the white wine category, and Sauvignon Blanc, too. Between the two of them, probably account for at least 90% of the white wine sold in the United States, maybe 95%. But there are other varietals, and Chenin Blanc is one you should not overlook. It's got versatility and variety and runs anywhere from bone dry to actually sweet. And that is a real tribute to the grape type Chenin Blanc, that it is so extremely versatile. It's really a delicious wine, and my advice to you on a hot day today, like today is going to be, is why not try a Chenin Blanc? You might discover that you have a wonderful new friend in a white varietal that you've never had before, and maybe you have, but you didn't know it, and that's Chenin Blanc.
I am going to stop by Haskell's on my way home today, given 92 degrees, and do that very thing. And I think a lot of people will. I tell you, if you want to get some help on choosing, in fact, maybe you were having some folks over tonight. You want to pair the wine that you've thought about, maybe Chenin Blanc. You stop by any Haskell's; they'll help you out.
They'll help you out. And, you know, they love to talk about wine at Haskell's. And what they're really good at is pairing wine with food. And all you have to do is tell them what you're going to fix and what your budget is. And they'll put you in touch with the wine that might even be way below your budget, because Haskell's has fabulous prices on all your favorite wines. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big, big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Chanhassen. There's a Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. In Faribault, we have a Haskell's right off of 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. In downtown Minneapolis, there's free parking on Saturday and Sunday. And don't forget, in downtown Minneapolis, there's also a Haskell's Wine Bar at 900 Nicollet Mall. That's an absolutely wonderful place to stop and try all the wines at Haskell's Wine Bar. And then there's the Haskell's in Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can pick out, why not, Chenin Blanc.
Going to do that very thing today. Well, all right, Jack. Well, let's talk again next week if you have time.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that. And maybe next week we'll talk about wine bars.
Let's do that, because I know you guys have a hit on your hands there. So let's do that very thing.
Okay, though.
All right. Thank you. Jack Farrell from Haskell's back next week with his wine chat.